I'm Trevor Castle, joined now with the first annual Knights of Columbus Pelethon by Father Troy Richmond from St. Mary's Catholic Church in Pella. Again, first annual event. We're on 92.1 KRLS, and we're also on Facebook Live for folks that are following along with this great event. Father, what does this day mean to you as the Knights of Columbus raise money for persons with intellectual disabilities?
You know, I can't say enough for what the Knights do. I've been part of the Knights organization over the past 30 years, and it's a beautiful opportunity for the Knights to reach out to the community. The Knights is an organization whose core values are unity, fraternity, charity, and patriotism. And today is really a beautiful day in the charitable work of the Knights of Columbus as we work to support those individuals with intellectual disabilities and really give them a better life, give them hope. It's a beautiful day to see the community come together and support those individuals who will benefit from this. I just really think it's a great work on behalf of the Knights of Columbus.
Now, I pulled you away from the phones. You're also one of the guys making the phone calls and trying to raise the money. What's your plea, if you will, or what's the pitch for folks as you're trying to raise money today as the bell rings again in the background?
That's a great sound to hear. So support our local community. You know, all the funds that come in are going to help people with intellectual disabilities here in Pella, Iowa. We're going to support COC. We're going to support those that are in the school systems. It's just a beautiful way to lend a hand to those in need. You know, I always look at the Gospel of Matthew in 25, and Jesus says, when you served the least of my brothers and sisters, you served me. And so it's our call as Christians, it's our call as the Knights of Columbus, as a Catholic organization, to reach out to and to be the hand of Christ to those in any need. Any pledge you're able to give will be appreciated, whether it's $5 or $500, whatever you can give will certainly go to support our local community and those people with intellectual disabilities who are in need. And I can't imagine a better way to support our community than giving those individuals an opportunity to do good, an opportunity to use gifts. You know, God gives each one of us gifts to use, no matter how old we are, no matter what our obstacles are. God gives us all unique gifts, and I see these individuals being a great gift to our community.
All right, and I'm going to put our news director, Andrew Schneider, on the spot. If it's not already, we're going to try to get up with our Knights of Columbus story on the website at kniacareless.com. Phone numbers, Venmo, different ways that you can donate. So look for that at kniacareless.com. Father, thanks for your time. Get back to work. All right, I'm Trevor Castle. We're at the Pella Opera House for the first annual Knights of Columbus Pelethon and their effort to raise $25,000 or more to assist persons with intellectual disabilities on 92.1 KRLS.